The Tour de France wrapped up this past weekend with Spaniard Alberto Contador as the winner. Contador's victory means Spanish cyclists have won the Tour for the last 4 years in a row. And although cycling as a sport is extremely popular in Spain, there's a contradiction here. Hardly anybody there uses a bicycle to go to work or run errands or just get around, as Jerome Sokolowski found when he went out with his kids.
We're on our bikes this morning, like every morning, and we're going to take my eldest son to his swimming class at the municipal pool. Watch out for this car, Mendo, that's backing up. And we've just arrived at the pool. This is where we lock up our bikes. And our bikes are the only ones here.
Papa, take off your helmet, Papa.
Yeah, I'll take off my helmet.
Whenever I ride with my kids in Spain, people look at us like we're from another planet. According to the European Union, the average Spaniard bikes just 12 miles a year, compared to between 500 and 600 miles for the average Dutchman or Dane. Even the car-loving Germans can manage almost 200 miles a year. But paradoxically, Spain has the perfect climate for biking. It's a favorite training ground for the world's competitive cyclists, including Lance Armstrong, who lived here for several years. You'd be hard-pressed to find another country where the people who cycle as a sport are so obsessive about it. Every weekend, the roads outside Madrid are crowded with cyclists clad in their flashy, skin-tight suits.
So, here I am on my old mountain bike, and I'm trying to catch up to one of the cyclists on this very steep road, as you can hear. Hola, buenos días.
28-year-old Tomás Hernán says he and his friends are drawn to cycling by the love of the outdoors. It helps you keep in shape, escape the monotony of the city, and enjoy the views, he says. But pressed on why there's very little casual cycling in Spain, 51-year-old Francisco Ayón says you have to be crazy to get on a bike in most Spanish cities.
Mira. Está la cultura que aquí hay mucha prisa para todo.
Look at our culture, he says, as he points to the cars and motorcycles racing by. Everyone's in a rush. We cyclists are just in the way. This is a country that jumped from poverty into headlong economic development in the late 80s and 90s. Spain's newly built infrastructure, combined with a passion for sport, is finally paying off in international medals. But many Spaniards look down on using a bicycle for transport the same way they would see riding a donkey. The parking garage of a new suburban shopping mall is full of latest model cars. Almudena Moreno says she doesn't even have a bike.
Muchas cuestas, mucho calor.
It's too hilly and too hot, she says.
Porque está el coche, somos muy vagos.
Because we have cars, we're very lazy, says high school student Rebecca Sanchez. It seems that even the successes of Alberto Contador and his countrymen in the Tour de France won't get more Spaniards biking with their kids to the pool. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.